Okay.
I'll call a meeting to order at 6 o'clock on January 27th of the Franklin County Board of Trustees. Would Chaplain Snodgrass open us in prayer?
Father God, we thank you for the opportunity that's been given to us, Lord. It allows us to assemble with the citizens and the Board of Trustees and department heads, Father, to better work out what is needed for this township. So, Lord, I thank you, and I thank this Board of Trustees for giving me the opportunity again to serve as the chaplain, not only for the fire and police departments, but also for the citizens of this township. So, Lord, we just ask you to continue to bless this board, and let them be in harmony, and let the decisions they make as a group benefit the citizens that we pray. Lord, we thank you for the citizens that come out to support the township. Father, we ask you to be with our servicemen and women, whether they're serving here in the United States or in foreign countries. We ask you to keep them safe, God, and protect them. Lord, we ask you to be with our police and fire and our paramedics. They respond to the unknown emergencies that they face on a daily basis. Father God, we love you. We thank you for all these things, and we give you the praise and glory in your name. Amen.
Yeah. Chief Byron Smith, you still here?
Yes.
Will you lead us in the pledge?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Miss Robin, will you please give us a roll call?
I think Nick's gonna do it.
I'm sorry?
I think Nick's gonna do
Nick,
roll call.
Nick, are you gonna do roll call or is Robin?
Yeah, I'm gonna take everything up to the executive session, then Robin will take over from
okay.
there.
Okay. Then,
so,
Mr. Dunn.
Roll call Jim.
Present.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question, Nick. Just to make sure that we are in compliance, are we allowed to have you, I know the governor at certain times are allowing the Zoom meetings and et cetera, but as elected officials, are we allowed to do this by conversation back and forth by Zoom? I mean, I
you know, John, this is a great question. I'm only at home because I've.
Exactly.
I can reach out.
Just to make sure we don't break any rules. I think it's a great opportunity, but I know that there was a certain point where the governor gave us X amount of time. We all did Zoom, and then we had to be in assembly. So I just want to make sure that we're not breaking any ORCs.
Well, can I just do roll call to be safe then?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, just to be sure we're clear. So, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph? John?
Yes.
That way we won't.
Right. I don't know for myself, you know, but I think it's a great opportunity.
I have no opposition, but until we get it cleared up,
right.
That way we don't have any.
Right. Don't want any. We'll move on to minutes. Have we got any further?
Is Nick allowed to speak about that? Just
I think
general?
He is, yeah. Yeah.
Nick, did you want to give any updates, or how did you want to go about speaking on the minutes?
So we had some plans this week to work on minutes, Robin and I, but effective Tuesday, that has not happened. I've been home sick, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details with that, but we had plans to get some stuff caught up this week, and that has not happened. Robin is also backlogged with getting all of our employees put into Employee Navigator, which is a great tool for everybody. It will help with our benefits. So I'm hoping to be back next week if all goes well. So we'll see how that goes. But that's where everything stands now. I know that it's a concern. I know that it's an issue. But there, like I said, there were plans. It's just you know, without working 12 to 16 hour days right now. It's just, there's no way to get them caught up. I'm not saying that they won't ever be caught up. I'm just saying at this time, we had plans to get them decently caught up this week until I went out sick.
Okay, just so it's on the record that there is a plan being worked to get the minutes caught up from, is it October or November?
November.
It'll be December and January, I believe. I'm not sure where we left off on that. Robin, do you?
Okay.
I know it's
should be
time 12. Has flown, so.
Okay.
Should be 12.
Okay. It's 12 meetings.
Nick, I just want that in the public record. That way, if there's any questions on what's going on. And with that being said, I will make a motion to put the minutes on hold until they are caught up, which looks to be within the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that's reasonable. Chairman, if I could just expand a little bit on what
please,
we spoke about
please.
Earlier. Like Steve, we uploaded a software system onto Steve's laptop, which is actually translating everything that we are saying right now onto typed form. It's a translator. So it's going to be very important that we all introduce ourselves when we speak, so that when I go to type these, then I exactly know. If I'm here, I'm going to know who you are, most likely. But if I'm not here and I'm sitting at my desk trying to translate these, the computer doesn't know who you are. It's going to say speaker number one, speaker number two. It does know voice difference, but it obviously doesn't know who you are.
I would, and I have to apologize because I told you I'd do this at the beginning of the meeting. Like before, if you wanted to address the board, you had to sign in. Now, if you need to make a comment to one of the department heads that are giving their reports, please raise your hand so that I can identify you. And then stand up and state your name, ask your question, and if it can be answered, it'll be answered.
Also, the reason on the minutes, we have an hour, hour and a half meeting, sometimes 2 hours. It can take 4 hours to listen to the tape and actually transcribe it. So what's end up happening is you get behind with other things at the year-end stuff. It's forever getting caught back up. With the new software we have, it will transcribe everything, and then basically you go through and make sure it's all correct as your backup as she's taking notes. So what would take 4 hours may take an hour. So we just have to find a smarter way to do it.
And with that being said, I will continue with my motion to put off the reading of the minutes from last meeting and voting on them for the next 30 days until we get the meeting minutes caught up. Is there a second or any discussion?
No, I'd second that. It'll take a while to catch them up.
Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, I would like to make a motion to go into executive session. Accordance with the Ohio Revised Code 121.22 parentheses G parentheses 1 to discuss a discuss compensation of an employee. Do I have a second and any discussion?
Well, I'd second then. Discussion would be, is that confidential meeting?
Yes. Yes,
we're going to go into Mark's office for
Mark's office.
10 minutes.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Can I have a roll call vote?
Yep. Jim?
And it will be going, yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
We will be going into executive session at 6:08.
Thank you.
So we're going in there.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
At 6:15, Thursday, January 27th, I will make a motion to come out of executive session. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
We came out of executive session with no decision made, so we will just leave it at that. We will continue with our meeting. I'm not sure if Nick's handling this portion or if Robin's handling this portion, but the paying of the bills, the important stuff.
Oh, and the motion for bills and payroll?
Yep, I will make a motion to pay.
You want me to read it, or do you want to read it? You want to read it?
No.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from January the 14th, 2022 through January 27th, 2022 in the amount of $175,033.29 and payroll paid on January the 21st for $208,742.55 for a grand total of $383,775.84 from check number 67415 to 67448 and electronic vouchers 83-2022 through 161-2022.
I will make a motion to pay said bills in the amount of $383.75.84. And we got a second on that.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did we have that in here in my packet? I was flipping it through. Okay, that's where I couldn't find it.
Next on our docket would be Chief Smith. Or.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't leave anybody out.
Oh, no.
The only thing I have for you gentlemen tonight is I need a resolution to accept the resignation of part-time officer Jeffrey Menzhaus. He left to go to Commercial Point for a full-time position.
Just had the same deal.
That was the, I'll give it to you, Robin, but it was effective January 19th.
I will, with that being said, Menzhaus was a good officer here, so I will make a resolution.
Motion.
A motion for a resolution.
So we're doing a motion or a resolution?
We're making a motion.
Okay, sorry.
To accept the resignation. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's been a long day.
Got it.
To accept the resignation.
Todd second. What was the offer?
What's the effective date on that resignation?
Well, it says effective January 19th. So that's not really the last day he worked, is it?
Well, the last day he worked was in December with resignation.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been on the schedule.
Right, because being part-time.
Effective immediately.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Effective immediately.
Okay, ready for
any discussion?
Any discussion?
Yeah. Did we get the name? What's the name on the?
Jeff Menzhaus.
Okay, Jeff. Okay. Yes, second.
Can we have a roll call vote?
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I have, I believe, the resolution for the levy that Steve has, and we'll kind of walk through that, I suppose.
Yep.
Any questions?
Any questions for Chief Smith?
Will I be able to address the chief after we hear the information on the levy?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
All right. Sheriff's Department. You have anything for us?
No, we will have. I'll bring in some here. We have some winter driving pamphlets we made up to help people with winter driving, just stuff you need in your car and things like that. So, and have any of them tonight, but I'll bring some in and drop them off all right. Next week.
Can, just for the record, we're recording. Can you state your name?
Oh, yeah. Deputy Chuck Hamilton, Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
Thank you.
Yep.
Maybe not. And this is my, I apologize to you. We have changed our meeting time till 6 p.m.
Okay.
I should have got a hold of you,
no,
or someone
fine.
Here should have, but.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry. Chief Arnold, you're next up.
Good evening. I have nothing for you.
All right.
No business. Thank you.
I guess with nothing, no one has any questions for you.
Mr. Stevens didn't have anything.
Yeah, Mr. Stevens let us know he didn't have anything.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I do have a little bit of stuff. I've been, the township is part of the Ohio Township Association, and I am a member of it. Actually, all of our board members are, and I've been at conference all week. I shouldn't say all week. It was Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, representing the township with, and also taking up work classes to better serve you. So I just thought I'd give you a report. Anyone who wants to ask me about that after the meeting, I'll be more than happy to have a discussion with you. And with that being said, I will ask Mr. Fletchman for a report.
How many people in here have local waste? Local waste?
What?
Trash?
Who's our trash?
Trash. Who picks it? Local. Okay. I've been getting a lot of calls, and I think, Mark, are you going to speak on the consortium, the trash issue, and et cetera?
This is Steve.
Yeah. Steve, I mean. Excuse me.
Mark.
I just looked down there thinking, Mark.
Yeah,
Mark.
We're creatures of habit.
Yes, I have. I spoke to Swico yesterday. Just trying to get the lay of the land of how this consortium works. I have another phone call with Swico's attorney on February 10th. So then hopefully I will understand how all this consortium works and how it affects the residents of Franklin Township. And then I will have a full report for the trustees and the township residents.
I currently use Alpha Trash Service, and I didn't see the bill that came out. From what I understand, they're charging $9 more a month to do the recycling.
$9.80.
Yeah. There we go. $9.80.
Local waste is.
Local waste is. Yeah. So even.
And the bill, excuse me, my name's Katrina. I'm a resident. And the
okay,
bill
can you wait one second?
$11.
Can you wait till you're called on, please?
Yeah, sorry.
So with that being said, I know, like, from what I understand, Alpha and some of the others do not do recycling. However, I have to find out for sure, but there is a company, they do all the sorting of it, and I forget, Rumpke. So Rumpke, from what I understand, they just pick everything up, and then they have a plant that they sort everything, and of course, there's a lot of money made on the back end from recyclables. So we have to take in consideration, if we go into a consortium, we've heard it both different ways. Some people like it because it drives the price down, but how much is it going to drive it down? However, in the consortium, one of the biggest issues is they had a loophole where they were allowed to technically raise money for fuel. So it would continue to go up. But it never came down. Like, for instance, a year and two months ago, we were paying lowest in fuel there were, but they never reduced that surcharge in the fuel. So the bill would continue to be up. So they do two different trucks, and they obviously do the recycling. Everyone likes the recycling. We first sat here 9 years ago, 10 years ago, people didn't want to do the cycling. People get used to it. I know I like it. I recycle. So I guess the thing that we would have to do is compare it or even see if Rumpke, what their price would be. So it'd be one container, and they do all the sorting. So, and right at this point, you can pick your trash hauler you want. You don't have to go with any particular person. So
they changed that from what we used to have.
Oh yeah, that's been 4 years ago. Yeah, it's been at least 4 years ago. We haven't been in contract. It was more than that, sir.
That is why everyone's getting these letters that, you know, now you're going to have to pay for recycling, is because we're out of the consortium.
We haven't been in that
in
4 years.
Three or four years.
Yeah.
They didn't say a lot about it and kept the prices the same, but now all of a sudden they're moving them up, which they probably realize that they can now. That's why it's important for Steve to look into that for us.
Mr. Cook was in when that went out of the consortium. When we went out, so that's why I was saying 4 years.
It has been 4 years.
Yeah. So because we ended up, matter of fact, there wasn't enough votes to want to continue on. Correct. But what Local Waste did back then is said, we're not in a consortium, but we'll guarantee you a gentleman's agreement, the price will not change for a year. And they did. They didn't change the price for a year. And then the second year, they said the same thing. We're going to not change it, but we've said it in the meetings that you're allowed to change who you want, but everyone like yourself, there's no way, you know, you get the bill, you pay it, you assume. So, yeah,
they basically didn't change any pricing at all for a couple of years, if you'll remember.
So now it's starting to change. it's almost like playing chess. There's a strategy there. There were a lot of other trash haulers, but when we went to a consortium and things of that nature, there was some haulers that went belly up. They were doing some of the township and some of Grove City and some of the other places, and there was a father and son type ordeal that's been around for 30 years, and then he couldn't compete because he's not allowed to come in here anymore when we went into the consortium. So what it ends up doing, and the reason you're seeing the prices go up, in my opinion, is the fact that they're the only ones that do the separate with the recycling. And so how's it going to shake out? It's just a chess move. You know, is it a good move for them as a company to say, we're going to do this? And is that going to make people go out and look at other shop, other vendors to come pick up their trash? So it's going to be interesting to see how it changes the dynamics. That's all I have, sir.
Yeah, let me have just a second.
Well, you're up next anyway, sir.
Hang on, just can I make one comment? Okay. In my honest opinion with the trash is, if we shop it out, it's all of us speaking. And the more is buying from one, we can control that price. But that's just my honest opinion. Mr. Horn, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it's just basically the trash. I'm contending on a little bit. Just so everyone understands, at this point in time, really, the township, we, none of us, have anything really to do with the choosing of the carrier.
Right.
So we have Local Waste or Rumpke and all the names thrown around. We have no contract. Just so everyone understands, we have no contracts at all right now. And that has been what I've talked about the last 2 or 3 years here. So you can choose your own choice. And like Mr. Fleshman said there, you do have some carriers there that are competitive in pricing. Rumpke been one of them.
How much is yours?
Matter of fact, I believe Rumpke has a quarter or two customers.
Because you have
right now.
Yeah, it's $20 a month.
Obviously, people have chopped and gotten this carrier. You know. But really, we have no contract zero with them at all. The township or any of them. And we'd ask Steve to kind of check there and just try to get a little information to see if we could. We're trying with Steve and Nicole, they're busy, really busy right now, but to get a little feedback on the intention. The way I read my letter, I got the same letter you guys did. I've still got Local Waste. And it was almost $10, which I had no idea that was going to change either. It's all of a sudden, they must have had the decision made and waited till that first year to send out the thing, I guess, the letter. So basically, that's where it is right now. No contract, and you do have the right to go ahead and shop around. There's no binding, nothing on it right now, okay?
Thank you. Fiscal Department.
All right. Well, I have a couple things for you guys, and then it does have the proposed police levy under fiscal, but Steve's going to kind of go into that with you. So I'm just going to handle A and C that's under fiscal. So you should have in your folder, it's supplemental appropriation number 2 for this fiscal year. And you should have an exhibit that shows exactly where the funds, why we had to reappropriate funds. So if you have any questions about the current appropriation, the increase or the decrease, and the revised appropriation, it is in the chart. We had to do a little bit of adjusting to road and bridge, permissive motor vehicle tax.
I'm just looking for that particular.
It shouldn't be. It's not stapled.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
I don't have.
Jeff provided some commentary. If the board would like to have a little bit more detail, that's fine. It looks like Jeff forgot to copy the board or others on it, but if the board wants to know more, I could read it.
This, and then you should have this.
I just have that. That's it.
They were all put together.
So there's nothing else here. I just have.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it.
Two staples, and then this.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it.
Okay, no worries. So if I just take
the board, would the board like me to read the information?
Mr. Chairman, I would hold off on him, Nick, until we find out if you're allowed to participate by Zoom. No offense, sir. Officially, by reading it off, you would be subject to participating in the meeting by Zoom as an elected official. Until we probably find out.
Okay, but you guys let me talk a little bit ago, so I'm a little confused because I have information on the police levy too, but I'll leave that up to you guys.
Mr. Chairman, he did read that off, and then Robin went back and reread it. And Steve, I don't know if we could pull that information up quick enough to find out if we are allowed to operate by Zoom under the governor's rules and regulations, because they were set forth for a period of time and we did not have to be in assembly.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just sent you the email from Jeff. If you want to read it, that way you can read it and go from there if you have your email pulled up.
And for the record, I like it, Nick, when you do. You're very good at going through this stuff. I just don't want any of us to get in trouble or it set us behind, and then we have to have a special meeting to reread it to make sure that we're in compliance.
No, that's fine.
All right, Nick, I have it.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
All right. You want me to read the whole thing for him?
I would just summarize it. That way it goes along with the exhibit.
Okay. And this is the supplemental appropriation number 2?
Yes, sir.
The request for appropriations in the gas tax, road and bridge, and permissive MBL tax. Funds totaling $84,700 is for payment to the Franklin County engineer representing the local match on the OPWC project. A separate resolution is on the agenda to authorize a payment. The local match on the OPWC project, that is the responsibility of the township. At the time the project was authorized by the board, it may have been delivered or believed that local match was covered by contributions and no township funds. As the fiscal office researched the project and the invoice submitted by the county engineer, we found that the local match on the project was estimated at $110,000 with local contributions of $40,000. Offsetting the township's match. The township's responsibility was estimated at $70,000 for the project. The project estimated at $2,150,000 came in well under budget at $1,692,228, including a local match from the township of $84,611. The fiscal office found that the township is responsible for the collection of the contributions discussed with the Romney Group. We have begun that process. The additional appropriation request in a permissive MVL tax fund is for materials and supplies of the road department. The original appropriations below and based on 2021 expenditures well before year end.
Okay. Any questions? I mean, I kind of understand it now that he's went through it.
Yeah.
I mean, any questions for Steve or I?
I have none.
It has to do with the paving in Havenwood.
Sure, sure.
It was the supplemental money we
correct.
Were hoping to get.
So do we need to take action? Does the chairman need to take action as far as bringing a motion to approve? Or is this just fact-finding and just...
Well, I think that, as Steve read, the fiscal officer is pursuing to research to get the funds back,
okay.
But we still have to pay this.
Right. That's why I'm asking if do we need a motion or a resolution to
I would say a motion to allow the fiscal department to continue the pursuit of the monies back, but then we need to pass this resolution to pay the engineers.
Sure.
All right. Let's do the resolution first.
So this is for supplemental appropriation number 2.
Yep. I make a resolution to be the supplemental appropriation number 2 for the period of January 1, 2022, ending January 31st, 2022, to cover the current expenses for the road project in Havenwood.
Any yeah. further discussion?
And for any further discussions, I'll take a second.
No, it's second, Doug.
Do you have any discussion?
No discussion.
The resolution number, Chairman, is 2022-016.
Thank you. I will ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And this one will be a motion.
I will make a motion now to allow for the fiscal department to do research and to dive into looking
recovery
for the recovery of said funds that we had to reappropriate to pay the bill.
Any further discussion?
I need a second so we can have a discussion.
Second.
Any discussion? I will ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
No.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're skipping that for now. Looks like you have another one for us.
Yeah. This one was explained to me. Nick, did you send over any talking points to Steve on this adjustment of the accounting records?
See there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. There was a huge delay there. Now I got you. I thought Jeff had sent that over to Steve, but give me one second, maybe not. Yes, it looks like that was sent, but I can pull it back up real quick and send it to Steve.
I have it right here.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Is this a resolution?
For fund balance.
All right, what I have, Nick, is a resolution to adjust the accounting records.
Yes, that's the same one.
Yes, that's the one, yep.
Okay.
You got it, Steve?
Yeah. So yes, it says a resolution to adjustment. I assume it's to adjust the accounting records. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in regular session on January 27, 2022, and the following trustees were present: James Leiser, John Fleshman, Ralph Horn. And that says, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin County, or Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the fiscal officer shall report a fund balance adjustment at December 31, 2021, increasing the fund balance of the general fund and overall balance of all funds by $87,526.25. In order to reconcile and close the accounting records for 2021.
Do you have any questions? Because I do understand this a little. Jeff did a little bit of dialogue with me on this, as well as Steve, so I don't know if it helps.
Is this the adjustment to the resolution that we had for the accounting?
This is the adjustment.
No. What this is that the CPA, Jeff Wilczek, has been hired to help with the bank records and the reconciliations. And he has $87,526.25, of which there's no place for it to. They've not identified where those funds go. Okay, it's a part of the reconciliation process.
Okay.
And so when Local Government Services was hired to reconcile the bank account, the bank records for 2017, 18, and 19, there was approximately 500 outstanding transactions that were over $1.4 million they couldn't find, okay? So Jeff has done his research and has allocated appropriate monies, but we're down to, from $1.4 million, we're down to $87,000 that we still, at this point, he's still researching, he's still looking to place those funds into the appropriate accounts when he's able to find them. But he wants to be able to take this $87,000 and roll it over into
income.
into 2022 so he can reconcile 2021 is all okay. This is. We're not losing the money. We're not doing anything with it. He's just telling you we have $87,500 that's sitting on our books from prior years that we just keep rolling over that was at $1.4 million. We found homes for the money except for $87,500.
So it would be incoming the money.
Yeah, so we're taking money in.
Right, we could absolutely.
That's a good thing.
Right, that's what he said. This could be a negative number.
Yeah. Yes.
But this is a positive number.
Yes.
And yeah. So he said once he finds where this money goes, say it goes to police or it goes to fire, it will then be reappropriated to those departments.
We'll have a reappropriation
to again, those you'll have another status.
That's fine, yeah.
But he wants to be able to close out 2021 so we're clean and ready to go for 2022 in our books.
So you're all this money is due 2021 out, 2021.
Yeah, because these monies, these unidentifiable dollars, are from either 2008,
17, 18, or 19. The reason I'm asking all that, when I ask one of the auditors something, it's always a pull for me to get an answer on it.
Well, this is Jeff's work here. This is not really.
That's not the auditor's office.
Yeah.
No, but as far as I'm concerned, he's an auditor.
So basically, there's a dollars on the plus side at this point.
Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to make so moved on the resolution that Steve read.
Any other for the
and
questions?
And I will ask for a second with any other questions.
Yeah, a second. Now, is that the $10,000 rollover that we're
no.
doing?
No, it's 87,000. It's 87,000.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, thanks. I'll second that.
I will ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I have, and I'm going to hand it over to Steve to go over on the... Oh, sorry.
Real quick.
Yes, sorry, Nick.
One thing that I was just made aware of prior to the meeting tonight. Am I okay to discuss this?
I think as long as you're not participating in the meeting itself, if you're giving us information and stuff like that, I think we're legally there. But to actually take part in reading off resolutions and things of that nature, I think we would be in trouble.
I have no clue.
All right. So in terms of information that was provided to me by Jeff this afternoon, in an attempt to continue reconciling, there was a duplicate payment for withholdings made to the state of Ohio at the end of 2020 going into the first part of 2021 prior to me taking office. And I like that noted on the record. And in that process, while we may be able to receive a refund from the state, I do not know the amount. The state informed Jeff of 5 outstanding issues dating back to as far as 2014 that are going to need to be reconciled with the state. Again, this is with the State Department of Taxation, so more information to come, but they are scattered intermittent issues dating as far back as 2014. So Jeff will be talking with the State Department of Taxation and the Attorney General's office to get more details and more information. Some more information to come to the board. I just did not want the board to be blindsided by this information later on. Again, that just came to me, I'd say, at about 5 o'clock this afternoon. So.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
We will move on to the administrator, Steve Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. The first thing I'm going to do is address the police levy. We sent two options to the Franklin County Auditor for their analysis, and we received those late last week. So I'm going to present you with both options, option A and B. And the first one, option A, is a resolution to proceed with the submission of the question of levying a renewal tax with an increase in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the purpose of the police services pursuant to Ohio Revised Code section 5705.19J, and whereas the township voters approved a 4.1 mil levy on March 2, 2017 for a 5-year period for the purposes contained in the Ohio Revised Code section 5705.19J, and whereas the board believes it is in the best interest of township residents to renew the May 2017 4.1 mil levy with an increase of 3.2 mils to constitute a tax of 7.3 mils for an additional 5-year period. And whereas on January 21, 2022, the Franklin County Auditor certified to the board that the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated by the renewal levy with an increase during the first year of collection is $1,260,526.03, which amounts to $0.73 for each $100 evaluation based on the current assessed value of the township of $199,456,110. Would you like me to read the option B?
Yes, please.
Okay. Option B, resolution to proceed with the submission of the question of levying an additional tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the purpose of police services pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.19J. Whereas on January 21, 2022, the Franklin County Auditor certified to the board that the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated by a 7.3 mils additional levy during the first year of collection is $1,456,029.60, which again amounts to $0.73 for each $100 evaluation based on the current assessed value of the township of $199,456,110. And then just to reiterate, option B is continual. Option A is a 5-year renewal with increases, with the increase of the 3.2 mils.
So we'll be asking the taxpayers either way,
same amount,
for 7.3 mil, just two different ways.
Right. One's a temporary,
one's
permanent.
Temporary, and one's permanent, but with the permanent one, same millage, and we get more money first year collected. Am I understanding
that? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I have a couple of comments whenever you're ready.
Go right ahead, Nick.
Just so that the board and public is aware, if the board elects to go with the 4.1 renewal with the increase of 3.2, there will still be the homestead rollback, which saves the taxpayers a few dollars. If we go with the 7.3 continuing, there are no more homestead rollbacks, and so that would cost the taxpayers a few more dollars. Now, the difference there is obviously a couple $100,000, which you are talking a couple of officers at that point. So that's the only comments that I wanted to make.
So you're saying, Nick, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
You're saying that the renewal one is the one that would the homestead would be affected. Is that correct?
The renewal with, so basically the temporary option, okay, where you have the renewal plus the additional, we would still get the homestead rollback.
So it would be the new one is where it would be affected.
Mm-hmm. Correct. If we go with the permanent one, the 7.3 continuing, we would lose the homestead rollback.
So for how long?
And the difference to the taxpayers, just
forever,
so that the public is aware, it's not huge, but it would obviously, you know, it's obviously would be noticeable. So there's that. And I talked to Jeff about this, and obviously, you know, with what the police department's asking for staffing wise, the 7.3 continuing. That way that there was, you know, I know there's been some comments about residents saying either we're coming back every couple years asking for additional money. The 7.3 continuing would perhaps be the better option. But again, I'll let the board decide on that. But I just wanted to make it clear regarding the homestead rollback, because sure, the state and the county, it's gradually being rolled back out of levies anyway. So with that said, if you go with the temporary, you'll keep the homestead rollback for that one. But if you go with the permanent, you'll lose it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go right ahead.
Going on my 9th year serving here, I remember my first time here, like, probably like this meeting right here you're in, How many officers did we go down to, sir?
I believe we were at 5 or 6. 6 at the most.
And that's including the chief, right?
Yes.
So we had 4 officers and a chief. I vowed then that we would build this back. And when we made Byron the chief, I know I worked extensively with him, and Chief Smith put in ungodly amount of time working day and night, and we were able to get our department back up and get our township secure. We're right back where we were 9 years ago, 8 years ago, going on 9 years ago. And in my opinion, one of the reasons that we continue to get right back to where we are, we're trying to run a full-time police department on a wing and a prayer. If the levy doesn't pass, then immediately the funding stops and we end up losing people. The other side of the coin is stability. I can remember my father worked for GM, and he stuck in there year after year after year, and a lot of people went to Westinghouse. But we have good officers that we've just heard one left, because when they look at the history of the township and how many levies have passed and failed, the same with the fire department, we lose good people because they have their own families and homes, and they need a job that they know that they're going to be there. And a time levy was basically designed, in my opinion, and from what I've seen it used for, we're buying new police equipment, a new fire truck, articles is something that we would need. Then in the 5 years when that's paid for, that tax goes away. But to use it as an operation, and at the end of 5 years, like what we just now experienced, and it goes away, and then it fails, then you no longer have a police department other than the 2 small levies that we currently have. So that's what gets us where we are. That's pretty much what I have on it.
Well, you're if you don't mind.
Go ahead, then I will speak.
Permanent levy can obviously is better utilized for an ongoing day-to-day operation, really. And just like he says, you got 5 years. We were so scared the last time when we got that 5-year time levy, which was our last levy there. We were so scared the last time if we tried to go with a permanent levy that people didn't, you know, or residents, and a lot of people just didn't have what I felt was adequate information or better understanding to how our department, if we're going to have a permanent police department, which we do from past levies, have some funding already in there. Is it enough to run a full-time police department? Absolutely not. So I guess the consideration would be, I'd like to see some sort of permanent type levy. And God knows, I mean, I think everyone in this room knows the condition of everything right now, the economy, the crime, the this, on and on and on, and all the uncertainty. And for us to go back without any, I mean, it would bother me a lot if we had to go back without adequate or some sort of helpful police protection, frankly. I mean, it really is not something I want to face, to be honest with you. And I think most of our residents feel the same way. A lot of them, you know, don't fully understand what's involved and conditions and ongoing and this, that, and the other. So if we can find a way to do this, and people can find a way to pay just as a mighty few dollars a month, compared to maybe losing one of our children or one of our older folks, or just to try to firm up the safety of the township, And you know you can check the stats. We had basically with the illnesses and everything we've had in the police department and some of the other things, I think we've done a pretty good job in trying to do the best we could with the people available. Bearing in mind when this one of them gets hit with a COVID, you just have to, you can't let them work. And there's rules about that. So there's been times here recently that the main thing wasn't so much having enough guys on board. It was a lot of it was to having sick people. I mean, we had a bunch of sick people at one time, didn't we, Chief?
Yeah, that's been definitely one of our bigger hurdles here.
And even taking in consideration the amount of people that we've had off ill and things like that, our runs are still very heavy compared to some other townships and that kind of thing. So having said that, I think the amount of runs and everything that we're able to handle and this, that, and the other, we still did an adequate job there. We still, until we have all the people fresh and up and running, it's a problem. But truth of the matter is, I can't foresee bad stuff in our community and in our world going away no time soon. We need them. That's my opinion. Go ahead, sir.
I'd just like to mention,
I guess that's okay if you want to speak in.
Go ahead.
I've just been informed recently. We got four of our veteran officers that are already in the process with Franklin County because of two failures. So we're going to be down enough.
You know.
So that's, I'll just finish up. Okay. So that's my feeling. Like, we really, if at all possible, take this thing as seriously. I mean, I haven't really kind of begged the public or residents for nothing or nothing that we can't handle, but I'm kind of myself kind of saying take a real hard look at your situation and consider everything concerned. There are folks and, the crime that we're faced with day in and day out. And it certainly is, I don't feel safe anymore. If I got to go somewhere later in the evening or at night, I really don't feel safe. And if I don't feel safe, I'm sure other people don't either. So I'm just saying this. I'd like to keep this going. Thank you.
Okay, we need to have some order in the lot in the hall. We will not get like we did last meeting. With that being said, I will like to address this issue. Police department is law enforcement that we have here in Franklin Township, in Franklin County, is the best of the best. I don't think there's a deputy out there that is below par. And I know for a fact that every one of our officers that we have, they're being able to leave and go to other departments because they're good. They're that good. And as I said here,
they're trained.
They're trained well. We have some of the best officers to train them, and now I don't like the cycle of every 5 years of having new officers to learn the township. But on the same hand, I don't like the idea of coming to you with a permanent levy. But at this point in time, we have to have consistency in our police department, because I have personally spoke with two out of the three that we have lost recently, and they looked me in the eye and said it was the stability. They don't have the stability. So with that being said, so we can have questions and discussions from the audience, I will make a resolution to, how do I want to word this? Make a resolution. Yes, sir.
Did you want to open up the comments before we go to making a resolution? It's up to you.
Yeah, I can do that. I will open it up. I believe Mike had a question or a comment.
I just want to ask the
just speak your name.
Okay.
That way we can pick it up on the recording.
Mike Lutton. I just wanted to ask the chief what the police department going to look like, how many officers, numbers like that. There's been other meetings had, and you were able to give numbers on how many officers were going to be with the new levies and things like that. Whichever, I believe you're talking about two different things here. Just, I'm not real good at this, but a permanent and a temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have the ability with the numbers you're seeing or hearing tonight, we're going to come up 14 months short again on getting what we paid for?
No, based on the numbers, Mike, and all the assessments from everybody, we should be able to hopefully go back up to at least 12 full-time and at least 6 part-time.
And so if we need an officer to come to our home,
yes,
we're going to be able to have an officer come to our home.
Yeah,
the dispatch is going to dispatch.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're still not now, right?
Well, they are now, but they're on that, remember we talked about the priority list based on, you know, their highest priorities. So a lot of low-level incidents are being sent to the website for online reporting.
Like if you have a stolen bicycle versus a domestic.
It would go online, but I mean, yes.
Which one you're going to run to.
Yeah. So you'd get a faster response, we'd have more officers available. And those would be phased back into normal patrol. Does that answer or no?
Well, no, I'm really confused because the last time we talked, you said if it took paperwork and things like that and it wasn't someone with a gun or something like that. So what happened real quick, it's going to take less than 2 minutes at my house over the weekend. God forbid you ever get this call from your wife or your daughter, but I get a phone call from my son, someone's breaking into the car out front. I said, go out to the kitchen, get some popcorn, come back in at the window and watch them. Do not go out there. Do not call because they're not coming. That's what bothers me when something like that. Now, how does he know if that person has a gun or something? I'd much rather him be in the house
right
than out there confronting somebody.
I would agree.
Well, I think that partner's crime has a lot higher priority than just getting the report.
I'm sorry, Dave, yeah, but that was not the information that I was given the last time.
What time was
it? I totally misunderstood it. It could be either one.
What time was it? Because, like, we've had a shooting the past 2 days in a row.
It was over the weekend. And
one guy would be tied up.
It was daylight, and I got there as quick as I could. They didn't get in the car, so I didn't make a report. That's what's going to give you more paperwork to worry about,
right,
and everything, but I'm just saying, I don't know when to have them call. I don't know when to call.
Well, you can always, I would always encourage you to call because you just don't know.
Yeah.
But we would be able to get back to a staffing level to where we for sure would be responding to that type of call.
And you're saying whichever way this goes, either way,
you
would have a preference?
The day before yesterday, we had a shooting that had a fatality out of it, and it was from probably 5:30, I think, until, I don't think they cleared that scene until probably 3 or 4 p.m., and you got two guys out, so they're kind of stuck there most of that whole day. And then last night, we had a shooting at a bar that wasn't a fatality, but they were there for quite a while. So if you call in and they're in a shooting, it's going to take a while.
But I mean, that would
we
be,
one guy out
that'd be normal. But to answer your question, Mike, my preference would be the permanent levy because it gives stability and allows you to retain the people you have.
Yes.
They're both going to give us, I believe, about the same amount of money.
Okay.
But the problem with the temporary levy is going to be not training and losing the people. So when we do that, we're constantly hiring and losing people, so we're never up to the staffing. We're just basically throwing taxpayer money out the window because we're a training ground for other departments.
Thank you.
It takes us about a year to get a guy trained and out on the street.
Thanks, Dave. Yes, ma'am, you got a question. You raised your hand.
Okay.
She's stretching.
Okay, this, with the way, and you just brought it up, the way the everything's going, you're afraid to go here, you're afraid to go there, and at my age, I never, ever thought that I would have to carry to go to Kroger's. And I'm sorry, it's sad. We have to have our police. We have to have them. We have to support them, and we need to get off of our butts and get something going so the people know and the people can understand how bad we need them. And that's just the way I feel. I'm sorry.
I don't disagree with you at all, ma'am.
I mean, over on my street, what was it, a month ago? 1 o'clock in the morning, drive-by, shooting at the house across the street. Excuse me. I'm from the country. The only time we used our guns was shooting coyotes. But this is ridiculous.
Could
I thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Could I address Mike just for a moment? He'll only take 5 minutes here. You know, we had the meetings relevant to some things there, Mike, and you and I discussed some of it, the things that were bothering you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We did have meetings and everything, and as to concerns, one of the, I think, primary concerns was maybe the fact of our chief and lieutenant and so forth going on the street. They are doing that now.
I've seen it.
And so all the things that, you know, we've talked about, I talked to you, I think, at least a couple of times there, and to make sure that you're aware that we are serious about the concerns. And, you know, some of the concerns that you mention are, you know, literally the same thing. So, point being, we are working on those things now. And I think these gentlemen fully understand what we need to do to service our residents and everything. And the critical thing about, we cannot have our residents with concerns like you had to continuously going on and things of that nature. So thing is, what you're saying, we're listening.
I appreciate it. I agree. I have seen Byron out.
Is there any other statements?
Hearing none.
Hearing none, I will make a resolution to put on the ballot in May, option B that was read for 7.3 mil, will be a continual levy. We'll bring in the first year $1.4 million. I will ask for a second, and if there's no other discussion.
I'll certainly be very happy to and pray that everyone listens. I think it's crucial that we really get our police department up to strength.
I think we all agree on that.
And try to work with them.
I think we all agree, Ralph.
Possible. I know I do. So. Thank you very much.
And that's resolution 2022-018.
At this time, I will ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
So unanimous. I always had a hard time saying that word.
So do I. Steve, anything else for us? Looks like you have three other items.
Yes, Chairman, thank you. The first item is a resolution authorizing acceptance of VWC grant. be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves accepting VWC's transitional work grant in the amount of $5,200. What this entails is CareWorks has contracted with the Bureau of Workman's Comp. CareWorks is going to work with the township. They're going to help us develop a safety manual, some safety training, some protocols and policies and procedures when workers get hurt, some policies and procedures to get employees who are hurt, bringing them back in the workforce, even if it's something in the aspect of a light duty. So what the township will do is we will pay $5,200 to CareWorks. They will help us develop this program and all these new policies and procedures. Once we finish that, we are reimbursed from the Bureau of Workman's Comp that $5,200. I had a real good meeting with the department heads today. They're all on board. They look forward to helping. We'll develop a safety committee. And what this will do for the township in the long run, it will help us get our workers back to work and help us control and reduce our premiums that we are absorbing with the Bureau of Workman's Comp today. And that's at a point now where I think it's time that the township really start to address those.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
yes.
If I may make a correction in your wording of this, it's not when they get hurt, it's if they get hurt.
So yes, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
With that being said, I will so move for the resolution and ask for a second.
Second.
And a roll call vote.
Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. That's resolution 2022-019.
Thank you, ma'am.
The next,
yes.
Chairman, is a resolution authorizing utilization of the BWC Accident Surplus Fund. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the use of funds available concerning House Bill 207, reducing the township's financial exposure regarding insurance claims due to accidents caused by a third party, at fault, uninsured, or underinsured driver. And what this entails is, since the township is insured, auto insurance, for over covering an uninsured or underinsured driver by at least 51% or more, that allows the township to exercise the use of this House Bill 207 fund to pay any claims where an uninsured driver hits one of our employees, causes an accident, injures one of our employees. The township is only responsible for 51%. This fund will allow the township for any claims that come in where an uninsured employee or one of our employees is hit by an uninsured driver, any claims above and beyond what they gather from the BWC or other insurance source. The township is only responsible for 51% of any claims against it. And again, the other 49 will be covered from this house, other 49% will be covered under this House Bill 207. So it just reduces the township's exposure to additional liability.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I may comment on that.
Sure.
I think this is one of the biggest things that we stressed when we were looking at a administrator for the township is things just like this. And who knew that that House Bill 207
yeah.
existed, which would greatly minimize any risk to the township that we would pay out, which therefore saving taxpayers' dollars. So those little things like this, as Steve goes through and the township and finds the different things and savings and buttons everything up, I think it's great. And my recommendation to the board is that we would so move on it.
I will second that. Can we have a roll call vote on that?
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I will tell you, I'm going to tag off of what John said there. This is exactly what administrators should do. He was also, in between several meetings that he had today, downtown taking another workshop class, like I was, to find out how to get more money for us. So I do applaud him.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. You have one more item?
The last is, it's just a motion. I have been asked to join a committee. It's a program that was initiated by CODA called Link Us. And it's about developing mass transit, connecting passengers from the west side of Columbus to the east side of Columbus, as well as north to as far as Powell. Franklin Township is going to be a key player in this project. As I said, it's with CODA, City of Columbus, Franklin County. There's federal dollars involved. It's a long-term project. You know, they're talking about taking the first step maybe in 2024, 2025. But this intersection at West Broad and Georgesville is key in the development of the first step. There's a whole bunch of interest, and I know you folks have heard this for years. There's a whole bunch of interest in Westland, which is encouraging. At least they're still talking about it. But this will be good. I mean, this, like I said, there's a lot of agencies involved, and we're getting in on the ground floor. So I think this is promising.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we have our administrator serve on this board at the pleasure of the board.
I will second that. If you were done.
I'm done.
I will second that and ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Well, I'd like to. My question is, how much are we overloading you? And that's the only reason I'd want to consider it, or think about it. But yes.
We're good. I'll let you know, but these projects are good.
I will say, just to save you any further conversation right now, which I think needs to be looked at down the road, I would say yes, I'm being in favor of Steve.
And John?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, we will move into the question portion. I have one person signed up. Mr. Blevin, will you come up and ask your question?
Yep. So the reason I signed up, you want to say my name again, Mike?
Nope, we got you.
The reason I signed up is at the last meeting, you were voted in and you took the chairman position. And I just wanted to stand up here and say I appreciate the fact that you stood in. Because in December, Pastor Snodgrass spoke on everybody getting along, mm-hmm. and things like that. And my feelings on the meetings are that we were a mash between WWF and the Mickey Mouse Club. And I'm really not trying to be funny. I'm serious here.
I even
spoke to you about this. You didn't know I was speaking tonight. But there's a little bit of, when we come to these meetings, we expect to be organized and respectful and stuff like that. Have people come in and call people Cousin Jim and Uncle Buck, and you know, they all have titles. They all should be treated. Road superintendent, police chief, Lieutenant Ratliff, chairman, you know, or call them by their name at least. Not to have papers thrown at them and things like that. And this can't be tolerated. And I know you've already spoke on it at the last meeting, and I just wanted to tell you for myself, I really appreciate that. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you. I will say this before I adjourn. We are a team up here together, and that's how I look at it. Every one of us that works here at this township is here to serve you folks. Do we always agree? No. But we must be men and women and discuss it. And as I stated last time, outbursts, I've sat in the audience and seen them. I won't tolerate them. If you have a question, raise your hand. It just, we have to move past this. We have to work together. Because, be honest, we're all, us three up here are voted in by you people to represent you people. The rest are employees, but we're a team together. It doesn't matter to me if I'm chairman or not. I'm still going to give you the same amount of work. With that being said, I did need to ask if we have any questions online.
We may have one or two here, Chair.
Okay.
Robin?
I just wondered, I'm going to bring it up again. I've brung it up for the last 4 years. Where are we standing on the no-knock?
Robin, I think the last place that we left off was we have to find, from what I understand, under the new legislation with the no-knock, you have to have a policy, procedure, and a, what else was that, Steve, in place prior to being able to move? Was it a code enforcement?
You know, I, off the top of my head, I can't think, Robin, but it, the last time you called, and I apologize, I did some research on this. And let me explore this a little more. I think this is doable, but if you will be patient with me, like I said, I tackled this whenever we talk, a month or two ago. Can I keep you in the loop? And I'll work with you, and we'll work with the trustees, and I'll probably have to have some discussions with the chief of police as well. But let me do this. I think we can get this done.
Because I'm about to invite Jefferson Township to come and tell you guys how to do it.
Actually, Robin, I laugh, but as long as you know, I've been a supporter of this, wanting to get this passed. One of the things that stopped us was our attorney when they talked in regards to ORC, the placement of the signs. You have to completely have a complete plan. So a lot of this has changed from the time that we originally started talking about this. New legislation came into play because people were like, well, under ORC, there was no sign that didn't say that I could come down the street and do this. So you have to have a strategic plan for entering and exiting, signage where it's going to be, and there were some other things that we needed to put in place. Meanwhile, we went from having Mark as administrator to Steve being administrator. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say it took the back burner, but there was a lot of things that needed to get done. Now, I am still a supporter of having this, and I'm sure any input that another township could give us, I'm welcome to it.
Okay, because they have the same attorney as you guys, so.
Well, yeah, and that's who told us that when we wanted to pass it before, he was like, you better hold on until we get all of the final, you need to have these steps in place first before you just pass a resolution to do so. So we got to make sure that we can be in compliance.
Because I hate to have to do you guys' job and research. But if I have to, I will.
Robin, you're motivated.
And Robin, what I would encourage you to do as well is to speak with, share any information that you get. I mean, we all live in the same place. So any mm-hmm. information you get is vital to us.
Yeah.
So if there is anything that you can share with us, and that we will also be in contact with our attorney to see exactly what it's going to look like. I mean, heck, we could form a committee that can work on this together, made up of the residents, and that we would be able to move forward with this.
Robin, would you like to serve on that committee if we make that?
I would, but I wouldn't be able to meet with anybody. It would all have to be over Zoom.
Okay.
That'll work. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Robin, I do have it on my notebook, and I will be talking to Steve about it, along with John talking to him at different times. So, yeah. Any other questions? Thank you, Robin.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, before we go to the next person, because some people out here is like, what in the world were they talking about? So what this basically is townships have the ability, it's same with municipalities and cities, to designate an area that, a no-knock, where you get the people that come in and knocking on your door selling stuff. So they would have to come to the township to get a permit in order to do so. That's where it threw us into a, wait a minute, you don't have the proper everything to be able to issue permits, and we had to hold off. So working with Steve, we're going to find out exactly how do we handle, because we've never given permits for things before. So under the Ohio Revised Code, we have to make sure that we are doing our due diligence, and since we've never given permits like that before, we need to make sure that we do it correctly. Do we have to have a code officer, or can you work as that agency as the administrator? So there are certain key questions that we have to make sure that we have in place before we go out and get ourselves in trouble and get sued by some company because we said you couldn't be in here. So that's all I got, sir.
Thank you, sir. Any other on the
check one more, Jim? I guess not. We're good to go.
All right. Yes, we are adjourned.
In what time?
7:26.
I raised my hand 5 minutes
ago. Oh, I'm sorry. We will. Did not see you. Okay. Stand up and just state your name.
Are we going back into session?
We're going back into session.
I'm sorry.
Wait, and Jerry, just for the record, our time has changed to 6 o'clock for the meeting, so that you were.
We didn't know.
That's okay. That's why I'm telling you. For now on, it'll be 6.
Okay.
Sorry. So, wait a minute. You have to go back in.
We went back into session.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
I'm sure that everybody that lives in the township that has local waste got a letter.
Yes.
The increased fees and no more recycling. I called around to several other haulers in the area. The only other one that delivers, that hauls in our area trash, is Alpha. And they were $10 higher a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't offer recycling.
Right.
I don't know if you guys, I know a lot of people fought it, didn't like the idea of having a
consortium.
With the trash haulers. Is that something you guys would consider again? Maybe we would get...
I will state this, we are working on it already.
Okay.
I got Steve on it. John wanted to address something.
I brought that up under my, because I had many calls on this.
And
I have Alpha, and I thought it was cheaper.
They said it was 70 a quarter.
I can't remember what I pay, and I know that's terrible. I just pay it.
And 60 on the other, Love Voices.
But we did have a discussion about this.
Yeah.
You weren't here for this, but Mark is looking at, if we look at the SWACO again, Steve, we're going to have to get a hat that says Steve on it.
We'll put it on the back of his laptop.
Yeah, put it right on the back of his
laptop. Oh, there you go.
Thank you. I need that as much as they need it. So we did have a discussion before you got here, and we are looking at other options. Chances are, if we go into consortium, of course, it's going to be local waste as the hauler for that. I had concerns about on the contract. The last time we learned that they had the small thing where they're allowed to do fuel surcharges.
Okay.
That needs to be defined more once, you know, because a year and 2 months ago, gas was $1.70 a gallon.
Right.
Or fuel. Mm-hmm. And today we're closer to $3.15. So when it went down, that charge didn't come down. Local waste never did come down anytime they did a fuel surcharge because in the contract it says they could do it. So I think that we need to be very smart when we do look at this in a contract in bidding, because we have to put it out for bid, or we go into the consortium that is already with Grandview, Grove City, Upper Arlington, I think.
Yes.
And then it would be us. So we would go in that consortium, which I'm sure they would welcome us because we have approximately, I'm going to give it 8,000 homes. It will drive the price down more even for those other communities that are already in that consortium. So they may be like 2 years already in the consortium. So we join them. We would be joining under their contract and what their contract says. It wouldn't be a new contract. Then once it comes up for another contract, then of course they would have to put it out for a new bid, and any company would be able to put in for that bid, and it would still be as a consortium to drive the price down. I'm done preaching about it, but I just wanted to get you caught up.
But
recycling is a big thing too.
Correct.
So they're not, I mean, you can.
Now you can bring recycles here, by the way, too, if people know. We have the recyclable from cardboard and stuff right out here.
But to answer your question, yes, we're on it. I want to be back in it as much as anyone. And Jerry, I do apologize. I did not see your hand. Wave at me next time. That being said,
the time
7:31. Meeting adjourned.
This way.
Oh.